We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
6:08 on this Monday morning, Larry Richard, Marty Griffin, the Big K Morning Show. Hope you had a good weekend. If you're a sports fan, it wasn't very much fun. And then the reality of some things in real life, watching the situation of Ian's impact and that all weekend.
It's amazing.
But there was a tragic event that happened apparently after the game at Acrisure Stadium yesterday, about 4:45.
Spot on, Larry. In fact, according to the incident report, a woman called 911 at right when Larry sang from the stadium and said that a man had fallen. Now, from what I'm told, and again, these are initial reports, is obviously there was a packed house. There were thousands of folks coming down the escalator. I'm also told that most of this is on video. The stadium has fantastic cameras, and that a man in his 20s with his family fell off of one of the escalators and fell 30 feet and was dead at the scene. Now, they say he was transported to the hospital, but from what I'm told, he was dead at the scene. I wanted kind of to touch base on something you said. By the way, I don't know if anything could be more tragic, Larry. Come on, man. You touched on something I think is important about this can't just happen in a vacuum, right?
No, and apparently this was around the Gate C escalator area, those rotundas. And, you know, I was coming down there. I leave the press area and get on the rotunda, and we either walk or take the escalators. And I'm trying to imagine, nobody just falls. There has to be some mitigating circumstances of the detail of what happened, because you don't just fall off the escalator.
Because all of us have been on those escalators 100 times, and well, you don't get that feeling.
60,000, 40,000, right. 50,000 people every game without incident. So they're in the way it's set up, I'm trying to think myself what could have possibly happened, but there had to be some mitigating circumstances that I'm sure investigators, with so many people present.
My gosh, the thing that rips at your soul, and I mean this, is that he was with his family, his whole family. And there's something special about going to a Steeler game with your family, and then to imagine to lose a loved one who's 20 years old, my gosh, in his 20s, and to watch it happen in front of you, and so many fans saw this. And these incidents, although they don't happen a lot, Larry, as you point out, they happen. It was a month ago in Denver, a woman died, fell from Mile High Stadium, same from an escalator, following a rock concert. It was a couple days ago, Larry, in New York, a young man screwing around on the escalators, trying to slide down between, you know, that little section between, and he fell and is right now in very grave condition in New York. And we wanted to grab Rose, who's on the line, who quite frankly saw a tragic incident at Three Rivers Stadium. Good morning, Rose. How are you?
I'm well, Marty. How are you today?
Well, you had to, when you heard this, have flashbacks of sorts, right?
Absolutely.
Tell us what you saw back in the day.
This was at a Pirate game, and I believe it was 91. And I was at the bottom floor of the stadium, bottom inner walkway, and a young girl and her boyfriend apparently had been playing around on the escalators riding down the middle part, the handrail, and she lost her balance. I believe that they were up on at least the fourth level, and she fell in between the wall and the escalator and bounced the whole way down and landed on the inside walkway at, you know, right in front of the payphones, tells you how long ago that was, and a concession stand.
And you saw this, Rose?
I did.
Oh, my gosh. Did he die as well?
No, it was only the young girl. The boyfriend was fine. Well, as fine as you're going to be after watching your girlfriend do that.
And so what hit you yesterday when you heard this happen?
I can't imagine any other way that somebody's going to fall off an escalator. And it just, it just reminded me that, was he playing around? I'm already terrified of heights, and that just sealed it for me right there back in 90.
Rose, thank you. It can't be hard. It can't be easy to even think about that happening again, that poor girl. And to have her fall. How many feet did you say she fell, Rose?
She was up, I believe that they had said she was at least up on the fourth level at the stadium.
Wow. So that'd be 30, 40 feet.
At least.
Thank you, Rose. I appreciate you.
Yeah, no problem, Marty.
Well, I'm sure they'll sort through the details. As to your point, they have many witnesses, and they have film or camera security recordings. So,
and we're not going to connect the dots. It's not fair. And I love the fact that Rose called and reached out, and I feel horrible that she had to watch something like that. But they're extremely, extremely rare. And as Larry states, something has to happen.
There has to be a mitigating circumstance. You don't just fall from there.
And the cops wanted to make sure that people know that in the initial investigation is that they do not believe that this young man was pushed. So people know that.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.